Sean, I'm Eric.
Hi, Sean.
First of all, I guess my temper tantrum of going first didn't work because I was not trying to go first, but and somebody nicely point out, where's your third step? And again, like, the topic is, like, the spiritual principles and principles of the program, and, like, even something little as that, it's like, I did not want to go first. Like, I just didn't want to do it, you know? But unfortunately, like, my higher power has seen fit that I was here first and Stephanie was late, so... so I got here first, so therefore here we are, you know? I'm like, whatever, man. I'm grateful for the program, and, like, those little things that kind of, like, helped me to... you know, stay on the path and stay to continuously do those things that, like, necessarily I don't want to do. The last couple weeks, I have been, like, so, like, hyperly aware of, like, where I'm applying spiritual principles in my life and, like, where I'm not. So, like, I'm over it. So, by the time after this, like, I don't know what side of people are going to get out of me because I am, like, man. But the last week, man, I've been trying to, like, get in tune and, like, figure out, like, what's going on, what message is going to come out, you know. That we were talking up there before, like, there's always the lead you give, the lead that happens, and the lead you wanted to. So we're going to find out. But I've been trying to get in tune of, like, you know, where I'm at and what's going on. And, like, the one thing that kept, like, coming to the present was, like, recovery happens in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, in the action of, like, the application of this program. And I was thinking, man, like, I necessarily, like, I was raised with, like, morals and values, which I like to call spiritual principles, mm-hmm. that my active addiction took me away from. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I was raised right from what I thought was right. I'm coming to turn that it wasn't right, but, you know what I mean? We getting there. So I have, like, a foundation that these things come from. So in my active addiction, it took me so far astray from it. And all these things that I necessarily didn't learn right, that the program has inserted back into my life with steps and traditions and spiritual principles, you know, that helped me to become not the spiritual Sean, but, like, what was it, the spiritual principle thing, it's the journey continues, you said my natural state of Sean, you know what I mean? So I had that confused, and because I was reading the spirit, and I was like, oh, that spiritual realm of Sean, you know, and it was like, nah, it's in you, you know what I mean? But, like, getting to, like, the core of that, and that natural state is what it's all about. But, so my addiction took me away from that, and that's where the steps and the principles come into play. And, like, I'm so grateful for them because, like, even standing before you with almost 9 years clean, like, there's certain shit that, like, I just don't want to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not prone to, like, want to get out of the way and let my higher power work. Like, and it's just been, like, thumping me for the last couple weeks. And, like, you know, I was trying to figure out, like, where most do I practice spiritual principles in my life and where do I struggle the most, and, like, and it kept coming. It's like my daughter's mom is where I struggle the most with practicing spiritual principles. You know what I mean? Like, not getting the outcome that Sean wants or feels like should be, but, like, what it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? And, like, trusting the process to have faith that, like, my higher power is already 10 steps ahead of me whenever I doubt what's going on right before me. You know what I mean? And, you know, and it's tough for me because things that I hold so close and tight to my heart, like, I want to control and I want to dictate the outcome. I want to protect. You know what I mean? And, like, my protect comes down to controlling everything, the outcome, and, like, positioning where it's at and where it's going. And that's not how it works here. You know, I've learned that, like, when I try to do that, like, the unmanageability that happens on the inside that fucks everything up, you know what I mean, is not how it's supposed to go. You know what I mean? When I let go and I'm practicing spiritual principles and I'm practicing my third step and I'm going first even though I don't want to, you know what I mean? you know, that's how the better outcome comes, and I'm grateful for that. But with my daughter's mom, man, like, there's a long story, and I ain't got that much time for that, but, you know, it's been a really rocky road, but I'm grateful for the program because, like, once I got out of my own way and I was able to, like, stop feeding my needs and my wants and my feelings and all that, like, things got a lot smoother, quicker. You know what I mean? When I allowed, like, a second step into my life and when people told me what to do, like, I let it happen. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know where Will is. I'm sure he's about there. But... you know, people used to say, like, stop coming at her, Sean, like that. Stop doing this. When you want to call her, call me. When you want, and I was like, no, I got ground to stand on. I'm a man. I got 6 years clean. I ain't got shit to stand on, by the way, in the court of law. You know what I mean? I ain't got no grounds, you know what I mean? Like, at all. And I learned that thousands of dollars later that I needed to keep my mouth shut and keep moving, you know. But it's like that simple. It's like when people were trying to tell me when to practice some faith and some acceptance and some love and compassion for somebody else. Like, and I did that, and I was able to get out the way, and things got greater. You know what I mean? And the turmoil was able to smooth out, you know, and get better. And I bring that up because, like, last week, she had a birthday party to go to, right? It's my weekend. It's Sean's weekend. I paid money for that weekend. Like, thousands of dollars. I mean, that's another step of resentment I got to work out. But, you know, so they're like, I knew this party was coming, right? And she's like, I'm going to take her to the, she waits till like Thursday, the party starts. She's like, do you have any plans for this weekend? No, I ain't got no plans because I knew the party was coming and you was taking my baby from me for the weekend. No, I ain't got no plans. And so I had to let her go. I let her go to this party, man, and on my time, because like that was the right thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't the right thing to do for me to keep my daughter from having time with me and not going to a party where she would have so much fun and was loved and around all the kids and got to experience all the stuff, right? You know what I mean? And it wasn't about me. You know what I mean? So like, I had to let it go and practice the principle of like, you know, it ain't Sean. You know what I mean? And it was tough. And like, it sounds stupid, but like, I wanted to like throw my weight around for a second there. You know what I mean? I thought about it. I was like, I'm not just showing you. I'm in charge. You know what I mean? This is my baby. I'm not. She's not going. I don't. If I'm not invited, she ain't invited. Type party. You know what I mean? We're gonna show you. But I had to let her go, man, and I did, and it was due to like my people in my life telling me to like let go, Sean.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, let your daughter go, have fun. She should enjoy it. It's not about you. You know what I mean? Your little resentment, your little issue you got. And it was tough, so I did. But on the flip side, I almost took my will back, right? And almost showed up to the party. Because God is funny. He'll allow me to pay over my will and then take it right back. You know what I mean? So like, I positioned myself 35 minutes near this party. I didn't go to the party, but I planned on crashing a 5-year-old's birthday party. And then I was like, the program and the principles kick in. I start playing the tape. I'm like, I'm going to have to make an amends to a 5-year-old. Like, I'm grown as hell making amends to a little kid at a birthday party. What is wrong with you? You know, because I'm selfish. And like, I felt some type of way, and I wanted somebody to feel my pain. You know, I want to go up there and throw my weight around and let them know I was here. You know, but the great thing is God kicked in right in that moment, and like there was a flood of pictures of all my friends there at the party. They sent me pictures of my daughter. You know what I mean? And it happened right at the right time. And like, I was able to capture the moment and see her having so much fun with, like, even though I wasn't around, like, my spirit was there and she was protected. You know what I mean? You guys were there. She was good. She had a great time. She didn't want to leave. But like, it was great, man. But like, those are little situations that arise in my life where like, I have to practice the spiritual principles of this program. You know, I'm not prone to do that sometimes. And like, my disease will have me feeling very entitled and selfish and righteous and all these things that like, I have to apply the principles of my first step and my honesty, my open-mindedness and my willingness to like, get to the other side for the best suited outcome. You know what I mean? I love the process of all this, and I like to be able to see like, even in myself but in others, like, the guy that came in here and I would throw my weight around a couple years ago. You know what I mean? Like today, like I'm gonna kick and scream about it, but I do it. You know what I mean? Like, I was reading in the Journey Continues book, and it was like, you know, my fear of not putting action behind my program into these little situations that set me up for the greater later.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Like, if I don't apply for the greater later, like, I'm going backwards, man. And like, I don't want to go back to that selfish, entitled creature that like took from everybody and did all that like is my active addiction. And I don't want to go back there. And the beautiful thing is like, I don't have to. You know, Narcotics Anonymous gives me the ability to live on life's terms and be the best version of myself, even when I don't want to. You know what I mean? And like, I might have to smile sometimes and grit my teeth and hold on, but like, when I do that, like, I get to the other side. And without you guys, like, I wouldn't be able to do that. And, you know, in the moment, like, I'm always faced with, like, you know, recovery has given me the ability to, like, slow things down and, like, look at both sides of which way I want to go. You know what I mean? And, like, sometimes I don't pick up the spiritual principles and I go the other way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel that shit later.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Karma is a motherfucker. Like, I be scared. Like, you know? Like, I be like, man, because what happens next time when, like, I get to the, I need my daughter for the weekend on her day. You know what I mean? What am I going to do then? You know what I mean? Hopefully I got one in the bank and she give it to me. You know what I mean? Whatever. But, but again, that's my program, not hers. So, we'll see. But no, I'm just really grateful for, like, the abilities that this program gives me to just have an opportunity to be a better version of myself. You know what I mean? Like, the man that stands before you and the man that came in here are two different, and without, you know what I mean, those barriers that keep me on track. Like, I get, like I was saying, like, I'm afraid not to be here at this point. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm afraid not to continuously put action in my program and to get better. You know what I mean? Because, like, I don't have another run in me. Like, I might have another runner. I don't have another recovery in me at this point. So, like, I just choose to stay, you know. And they say as long as you practice these principles to the best of your ability, never have we seen anybody fail. You know what I mean? So, like, I just keep on keeping on. And with that, that's all I got. Thank you very much. Yeah.
I'd like to introduce the second speaker, Steph T. from Basic Living Group of NA in New Kensington.
Turn around. Come here. It's in the new way.
Hi guys, Steph Addict. August 18, 2019 is my clean day. We just celebrated 3 years. Self-centered, right? Because I had to make sure I told you guys that, right? Because, like, selfishly, that is the most important date in my life. I've learned that the hard way, right? This is not my first time coming around to Narcotics Anonymous, but this is by far the first time that I sat down, I shut up, I listened, and I did what you guys told me to do, right? And so it's real cool how the God of my understanding works. I see a lot of faces in this pavilion that have been with me on my journey. There's predecessors, there's newcomers, there's mentors, there's teachers, there's friends, and most importantly, like, their family. Mm-hmm. You guys taught me early on in recovery that pain shared is pain lessened. And so, like, when I think about that in my life today and how I apply the spiritual principles, instantly I go with honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, right? Like, the readings tell me, like, with those three, I'm well on my way. So for an addict like me, that was extremely, extremely hard to do when I first got here, right? You gotta be honest, Steph, right? You gotta share your pain. You gotta tell another woman what's going on. You gotta learn to trust somebody. What? I'm sorry, you want me to do what? You don't know me. You don't know where I come from. You don't know what my life was like. Okay, but I'm gonna try it out. So I started getting honest. That's how I applied the principles in early beginning, right? When I felt some type of way, no matter what the feeling felt like, I talked about it, right? I sounded crazy. People would call me and be like, Stephanie, that is crazy. Don't you do that. You got to change the way you think. And I'd be like, well, that's how I feel, right? My feelings are real. They're mine. But that doesn't always mean they're factual. So that's where I started. Open-minded. Well, Steph, just because so-and-so got a problem with you or you don't like the way they behave at a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, you might hear a message from them.
Come on.
Okay. All right, fine, right? I'm still sitting there like this, right? Because I don't know yet. I'm not sure how I feel. But I'm open-minded to see if the God of my understanding is going to tell me something through you. They told me I have to be willing. Willing for what? Willing to go to any lengths to stay clean. I know how to get clean. I never have gotten clean by myself. I know that today, right? The help that I always receive always comes in the form of handcuffs. Always. So this time, because I was so defeated and so broken and so lost and so pretty much sick and tired of self.
Come on.
I decided, all right, okay, God, we're willing to go to any lengths to stay clean. What did that look like for me? That meant when somebody that has went before me tells me something and gives me a suggestion that I don't like, I'm taking it.
Right.
I'm doing it. That means that when somebody calls me and says, I'm speaking at so-and-so and it's an hour away, right? That means I'm going. When my sponsor calls me and she says, I don't think you should do that, right? Then I'm not doing it. And that was really hard. I was always defiant and rebellious growing up. It was in my nature. I don't know. Those three principles, that's how I applied them early on, right? They talk about early recovery, 30, 60, 90 a year. I'm 3 years in and it is early. They told me my face or my ass or something like that don't come till 5 years clean. We got two more to go, and just for today, we're going to stay here. I know for me, like, I'm real big on spirituality, right? Everybody that knows me knows that. And people that may not understand my spirituality or understand the way I do things or may have a different view on how I live my life, man, they like to test my faith. My patience get tested, right? So lately, how I've been applying the spiritual principles, right? Because I'm a fighter. I like to fight. It's a defense mechanism. I grew up that way. You're not going to tell me who I am because I put the work in to figure out who I am today. But what I've learned through the predecessors in my life is that deflection of pain is something scary, right? And one thing I remember is we all share one thing in common, right? Pain. I don't care what yours looks like. We share it. So how I apply spiritual principles today is when Chickie at the meeting is looking at me sideways, right, and running her mouth and starting rumors and talking bad on my name, and what I want to do is tell her the truth about self, I don't do it. I practice compassion. I'm not going to rob you of your process, right? I want to do that, but I don't. You guys told me that I have to live by spiritual principles. So lately, I heard Sean say about, like, he don't know how to let go, right? I'm holding on and being dragged. Still, I might take a suggestion, and I do follow them, but where I don't apply the principle is to self, meaning I do what you guys tell me to do, but when I'm sitting by self, my disease starts to go, right? And so, like, I got fear in one hand, and I got resentment in the other. Right? And I'm holding them. I'm gripping them so tight, whatever the situation may be, that I don't like. And what happens is I'm blocking my blessings. How can I catch my blessing if I don't let them go?
Come on now.
So how do I combat them, right? I have some faith. I get some humility. I drop my pride and ego. I start moving in the way the God of my understanding created me to be. I didn't know how to apply a principle when I first came around. Apply a spiritual principle. I'm sorry, what does that look like, right? How did I learn? I got with people that lived in spiritual principles, right? I got with the people that moved the same way in Narcotics Anonymous, the same way they do when I see them in public. Mm-hmm. When you open your mouth and you talk, are you talking bad about somebody all the time? Because if you are, that's not for me.
Come on, right.
When you see another addict that's struggling, are you judging them or are you lifting your hand out to help them?
Come on,
right?
Come on.
Like, I was taught this by the people that came before me. My friend, she has a hard time with forgiveness, right? And myself, the person that I am, I have a heart that is able to forgive because I move in grace today. I grace other addicts with the same grace that the God of my understanding gave me. And so how that affects some things in my intimate, close relationships is when somebody wrongs me, right, moves funny, betrays me, I make a mistake, right, She wants to instantly, nah, we're not doing that. Oh, too bad, they don't get another chance. You don't bring them back into your life. Da-da-da-da-da, right? Well, that's not applying a spiritual principle, right? Because forgiveness is one.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's okay. You guys told me that I'm not a bad person. I'm just sick. Sean talked about becoming back to the person he once was. The little girl has arrived. Right? I remember what I was like before the disease of addiction robbed me from me. I remember loving, caring, forgiving, believing in miracles, lending a helping hand. I was a peacemaker as a child. Some stuff showed up. My heart got hardened. People did me wrong. I became afraid. Everything that I did in my life was fear-based. How do I move past that today? I trust. That was really hard for me to do, but I continue on a daily basis, no matter what, because God will remove something or someone from my life without my permission.
Say that.
I don't like that. Don't you know what I think it could look like? I don't like that. But like through applying the principles in my life and like having a we that no matter what is going on, reinstills those principles into my life, right? That real grip I used to have starts to open up. And I start to let God run my life. And I start moving with this blind faith that like, okay, God, you know more than I do. It's gonna be okay. I've been going through a lot of change lately. I don't like change. I'm an addict. I want everything to be the same. People that came before me told me. They said, stick around long enough, Steph, you're gonna see what happens. Stick around long enough, Steph, you're gonna see the people that move to the left and the people that go to the right. And I know me, right? I've been coming here enough to know that if my recovery is not first, I'm getting high.
Right.
I like to get high. I hate when people talk about I don't like to get high. I love to get high. I don't want to feel nothing. I love to escape self. My predecessor told me surrender is living in harmony with self. I've been working on that lately. I'm applying principles so like I can get there, so I can create my reality, so like the fantasy don't look good like it used to. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm fired up, right? Because it's like, it's a gift.
Yeah.
Like God gave me the gift of recovery. I've been given it multiple times. I didn't know how to open it, right? Like, I hate that. I love gifts. I love gifts. It was just my birthday. It was just my anniversary week, right? Everybody wants to give me, oh, what'd you give me? Oh, you got me this. Let me open it. I love it. It holds value. There are certain things in my life that I value. What am I going to do if I value something? I take care of it. I want it to stay in nice, stay the way I got it. I don't want it to tarnish. I could never open the gift of recovery. I've done that today and my entire life has changed. I don't know, when my defects of character come out, I combat them with a spiritual principle. I'm real self-aware today. I know when I'm acting unspiritual. I've learned today that like as human beings, like we're all good and bad, right? I'm not perfect, I make mistakes, but like when the wolf comes knocking at the door today, I'm not answering it. I'm just not answering it. I can't afford to do that today. So like I'm consciously aware in every interaction with another human being in my life that I try to the best of my ability to keep God first. I stay in contact conscious with the God of my understanding in prayer and meditation, so I'm not the old me. Because like, I don't say this arrogantly, the God in me knows that like I'm a lovable person. People like me, they like my spirit, they want me around. Well, in order for me to maintain that, it takes a lot of work. Like a lot of work. The basic text tells me like my entire life it's been a fight, me versus me. It's never been about you, it's always been about me. So in order to continue to be to continue on my journey and continue allowing my God to transform me into the best version of me, because we ain't even met her yet, I have to continuously apply spiritual principles in my life, right? Like, I used to have the last word. It's fine, right? If you think you're right, you're right. Right? That's fine. That's okay. You know, if you want to hit your head, that's okay. Because you know why? I banged my head on the wall in recovery, clean, crying, what am I going to do? And the people that came before me reminded me, step two, Steph, what do you believe? You came to believe that a power greater than you would restore you to sanity. That step holds big value to my life, because when I get stuck in the insecurities, the fear, the disease thinking, the why am I not good enough, the fear of inadequacy, and all those things that, like, we as addicts carry, somebody in my life reminds me of a principle, hope. They give me the hope shot, always, no matter what. I believe you guys. I believe you guys. I'm just really grateful that I was asked to speak here, and before I finish, I will tell you guys that God is so good to me, because, you know, Sean John was one of the first people I met when I came back around the rooms this time around on my last court order, and he's been so special to me in my recovery process. I always make jokes because he wanted me to go first, right? He tells everyone, Steph's my spiritual advisor. What? Mr. 9 years clean? You guided me. You mentored me. He taught me self-discipline in putting my recovery first. I suit up and show up no matter what, no matter where. I learned that from him. That's how I apply the spiritual principles in my life today. I listen to the people that came before me, and I do exactly what they did, because I want to win. I like to win. I hate to lose. I do not like to lose a fight. And so today I know the fight's fixed. I know that I'm here just for today, and I'm going to keep maintaining my recovery by applying those principles no matter what the situation looks like, because on an everyday basis, it changes. Thanks for allowing me to share.